Thank you. Welcome. To our basic service, welcome, 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 welcome. We appreciate you so very much. And tell somebody we are live right this minute, and this is the Thursday service. And we remember we moved it from Friday to Thursday. So you have to take your notes and your pen. Get ready for something brilliant to happen. And I assure you it's going to be a very, very, very good night. And it's going to be a short one, but something is going to happen. Are you there, somebody? Yes, something is going to happen. Something's going to happen. And we have a lot of people on Zoom. And remember, some people are wondering, why am I not getting on Zoom? I think we have a total number, right?
Yes, sir.
How many numbers are allowed maximum? 1,000. We can get 1,000. Is it based on us or based on Zoom?
Based on Zoom.
Based on Zoom. Okay, good. So we have 1,000. So the priority definitely falls on the partners. So we give the partners that that password and that link. So it's very, you really just need to be a partner to be part and parcel of it. So you wonder, why are these people there? We change a lot of screens. If you look at the same people, we can flip to go to other screens. It's so easy. It's so easy. So you can tell it's flipping because these are partners. So don't think it's like we give some people we know, like, you know, but this we know, of course. So it is one of those perks that we also have to give our partners, and you part and parcel of what we're doing. All right. So it's important that we do that. Let's pray before this message on witchcraft. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray with these that are here right this minute, increase them to another level. Palozi kabrondes. Leju kalo nankretika bahandes. Ze kaba yon kredegida antradegis. Father, in the name of Jesus, increase them right now mightily. Get them to another level, to another season. Father, enlarge their capacity to receive in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen. It is wonderful. It is wonderful to be here. It is wonderful. We have a whole lot of people here, and you are in your house there. A lot is taking place. I want you to understand something here, that when we begin to minister on this subject of witchcraft, it's so easy for people to think, as sophisticated as the good news world is, how come they're now talking about witchcraft? I don't know if you're here. So it is easier to begin to think, why would we, of all the churches and of all the ministries, why is it that only us, that you were expecting us to be so advanced and so sophisticated and posh and bourgeois to some extent, and all of a sudden we're talking about witchcraft? Mm. It's not an issue, because when you understand the power of God, you understand also the power of the devil.
Amen.
I've seen a lot of things that very, very difficult to explain to you. So today and tonight, rather, I will try by all means to explain it in a very easy way, but very difficult at the same time. All right, guys. All right. So here it is. Exodus 22, verse number 18. Exodus 22, verse number 18. Are you there, somebody? Exodus 22.
Mm-hmm. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live.
Notice the scripture says, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. But I want you to understand right then that when you get to that word witch, you have one thing. It is the word kashaf. And the word kashaf means to practice witchcraft or sorcery, to use witchcraft, to cast a spell.
Come on.
Come on now. So if the Bible says to cast a spell, something is wrong right there, because it means witchcraft actually is done by words.
Come on now.
So when you see voodoo dolls and people putting pins on a voodoo doll, it's not the thing that pains you.
Come on now.
It is the witchcraft means of trying to boost their own faith for the ways they have anointed and the ways that they are pushing towards your life.
Wow.
Now you didn't get that.
Sir.
I'm one person who witnessed a lot of these things taking place. Witchcraft is the technology of the enemy. The level of witchcraft I have seen, and the level of witchcraft that you think you have not seen when you actually have seen it, is so astounding that when you begin to hear what witchcraft is, you'll be perplexed, you'll be amazed, you'll actually be astonished. You'll be like, was I working with witchcraft? You will see.
Come on now.
So, hallelujah. To start this whole thing, read it again. Yes. So that they now get it.
Exodus 22 verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live.
Now, this scripture is so simple. It's saying God himself is so angry at witchcraft. Are you getting this?
Yes, sir.
Are you getting this, guys?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Peach Major.
Is so angry at witchcraft that it's so easy for him to announce these words.
Mm-hmm.
Suffer not a witch to live. I don't know if you're getting this. That God himself says the only way for a witch is to kill the witch. In other words, there is no other thing that the Lord wants to do but kill a witch. Now, some people are not getting this, you know. So sometimes I keep silent a little bit so that you get the message. Are you still here?
Yes, sir.
Are you still here?
Yes, sir.
Are you still here?
Yes,
so
sir.
So it says, suffer not a witch to live.
Mm-hmm.
Suffer not a witch to live.
Amen.
Are you still flowing?
Yes, sir.
What does it mean? It means the anchor with which God holds witchcraft is so high that the only solution for God is death. That whenever he finds a witch, he announces that he should be killed, she should be killed, he should be killed, that thing should be killed. Oh, man. Are you getting this?
Yes, sir.
Are you getting this?
Yes, sir.
Are you getting this?
Yes, sir.
Suffer not a witch to live. Read it again.
Yes, sir. Exodus 22, verse 18. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live.
Thou shalt not suffer?
Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live.
Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live.
Yes, sir.
If the witch has to survive, it is actually a sin when you see a witch and you let the witch live. I'm still flowing. Are you still here? Are you still here?
Hallelujah. Glory.
Come on, Descabayalas. Are you getting this?
Yes, sir.
Yes, people are getting it on Atomgram. We have John saying, a prophet, we have already started flying. This word is powerful.
Suffer not a witch to live.
Sir.
What are we saying? If he had said, pray for witches, that would have been good. Pray for witches. He didn't say, pray for witches. Are you still here, people?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
Let's go. Yes.
Suffer not a witch to live.
Amen. Come on,
yes.
I want you to read the verse before that.
Yes, sir. Verse number 17.
Honestly, this is so simple.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. If her father utterly refused to give her unto him, he shall pay money according to the dowry of virgins.
Now.
let's go.
Now, watch this. The Bible is talking about a man, right?
Yes, sir.
Who takes a woman, sleeps with her, and does not marry her.
Mm.
Then immediately says, suffer not a witch to live.
Oh, come on now. Come on now.
Are you still here? Are you still here? Are you still here? Honestly. Kamandoskira bahande kola kanoskia.
Let's go this deep.
Oh.
Yes.
How on earth is a person who fails to marry a woman considered to be a witch that need to be killed?
Yeah.
This deep. Glory.
Let's go.
So watch this. So read it again. I'm still flowing.
Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
If a father utterly refused to give her unto him,
yes,
he shall pay money according to the dowry of virgins.
That means definitely he has to pay bridal price.
Yes, sir.
If he doesn't, he's a witch. But I want you to see something just before that verse. Go to the verse before that one.
Yes, sir. Verse 16.
Uh-huh.
And if a man entice a maid that is not betrothed,
mm-hmm,
and lie with her.
That means if you have not, watch this. If you have not married the woman and you sleep with her, yes, you should marry her. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, you're a witch. That's just right here. I haven't gone far with this thing. Are you still flowing? See, I wish we had a certain level of you know. Oh my God. Are you still here?
Yes, sir.
Let's go, Major.
And I understand I'm reading the Old Testament, of course. I understand that. But I want you to understand that witch is a witch. Anyway. So we get a certain... In fact, let's pray. Because you'll miss it. You'll miss it. Manligo satlokra. Peso clenda karanongre de bela. Parodizo croman kradegira peranus. Zeju pradegira patos. Pelo non gratigazola bahan gratigizo. Zeja pla crotesa da hangra digalas. Men credebira monda tecla ancredagira mahan. Peso vando seligra angre. Lon monzo tali creta casusia. Pasho preta cule mahan creta. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I don't want you to be left behind. I don't know whether you're getting it.
Yes, sir.
Now, at least now we have a lot of partners joining in. They are there and they are work.
Amen.
Suffer not a wish to leave. Exodus 22:18. Suffer not a wish to leave.
Yes, sir.
The plan of God when he sees a witch. Mm-hmm. Are you flowing, guys?
Yes, sir.
The plan of God when he sees a witch, the only solution he has is killing them.
Mm.
But the problem that we have is we do not know how to realize what a witch is and who a witch is. So our mindsets are busy looking for a witch. Witches are in level just like Christians are in levels. There are some powerful Christians. There are some powerful believers. There are some powerful ones. There are some apostles. Of course, there is a hierarchy. But there is also in witchcraft, levels of witchcraft. Some that eat human flesh, some that don't, and they are still witches.
Come on now.
They are ranks of the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Now, the Bible tells us, suffer not a witch to live. But just before that, what does it say again? Let's go.
Yes, sir, from verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
And if a man entice a maid that is not betrothed and lie with her, he shall surely endow her to be his wife. Verse 17. If a father utterly refused to give her unto him, he shall pay money according to the dowry of virgins.
So that means it's the man's duty to go and say, that's what I want to do.
Yes, sir.
If the father then says no, or the parents say no, then he should pay still the bridal price.
Yes, sir.
You didn't get what I'm saying. And if he doesn't, verse number 18 comes in, suffer not a witch to leave. So now the reality is, now we see that there is a source. The reason for this person doing what they are doing is simply because there is a spirit of witchcraft in them. Now, I haven't gone to even witchcraft to a higher degree now. But the one that needs to be killed is like this one.
Come on now.
So now we have one thing that's happening now. We have a certain level of understanding. There is witchcraft at that level and witchcraft at another level. Are you getting this now?
Yes, sir.
Ah, are you still flowing?
Yes, sir.
Now, when you find Samuel talking to, let's go to 1 Samuel 15 and verse number 23. 1 Samuel 15, verse number 23.
For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft.
So Samuel is really correcting Saul. So he rebelled against God. Now he's trying to bring him back to God, and he says, rebellion is the sin of witchcraft. That means rebellion is another level of witchcraft. Go to this next, after that line.
And stubbornness.
Stubbornness
is as iniquity and idolatry.
Stubbornness is idolatry. So that means you have rebellion as witchcraft, stubbornness as form of witchcraft again. I remember going to the rural areas where I grew up way back, and I was in there. That's some years ago. And I hear one of my classmates, you know, I was at the boarding school, but this guy, I don't know how he managed to go to South Africa, came from South Africa, went to this area where witches are very, very, you know, prevalent. He went there and got there. And when he got there and they gave him some voodoo and some juju or something like that. So he was the main doctor in the rural areas. You get sick, he's with you. You want to kill somebody, he will say, give me the name, I'll fix it. And surely, as clear as day, as solid as the rock of Gibraltar, as sure as 25 of December, he was just right there, and he would kill. Not by hands. The men would speak on things, and they would happen. But his speech was mainly on declaring death on objects. He would literally tell people, bring something that was in contact with the person you want dead. I went there, and everyone now, you know, knows what I'm doing and stuff like that. And I got there, and this man started just poking me from somewhere, you know, that kind of provoking a reaction. Kind of thing, you know, the thing that I should do, he did it. So everyone is telling me, no, don't even talk to this guy will kill you. With how successful you are, he will kill you. I said, I want to see him, and I don't want to see, he said, he's at his house. I said, I don't want to see him at his house. I want to see him in front of everyone who fears him. As I wanted that to happen, he just turned up in the shop I was in, and he started saying, oh, I heard you have power, but my power is greater than yours. I had not said anything. I greeted him nicely. I said, let's go outside. Whosoever is able to stand and remain standing is the man of God. You know this story. And everyone is waiting. It's like, you know, this is entertainment. There is no Netflix there. This is deep in the rural area. There's no Netflix, no Amazon. This is their own match. Mayweather versus somebody. Are you flowing or something? So we got there, and all of a sudden, this guy is like, okay, stand here. I stood there, and he's standing there. And I just stood there looking at him like this and fixed my gaze on him. He didn't take 2 minutes. The guy ran like you've never seen in your life. There was no contest. One was running, one was standing. Now, the power was of Jesus. But the power that could kill was with him. The power that could give life was with me. Now, that means I'm coming in contact directly with the spirit of witchcraft, with the power of witches. And a wizard and a warlock runs. Five Barfield Road, just in Manchester there. I was staying there with my wife just before that. I was on my own there with some other people in their own rooms. And it was just a huge house. And we were about maybe six, I believe. Six, each one had his own bedroom and stuff like that. I'm getting in there early in the morning. Came from work, got in, and sat there, read my Bible, put it on the side. And as I sat, As I put my pillow behind my back like this to just rest on the bed, two entities entered the room. I'm talking about white as snow. Snow cannot touch it. Brilliant. Just the brilliance of it. Marvelous brilliance. Sitting there One is sitting on the bed, one is standing. Wearing white garments. I'm talking about the brilliance of it all. And I remember one thing that Brother Kenneth Hagin used to say way back. He said, if the devil reminds you of your past, remind him of his future. So I took the book of the Bible and the book of Revelation and says, and I saw that great dragon, the devil. Are you getting this? And I saw the devil. Watch this. It says, and I saw the devil being thrown into that lake of fire. The moment I started reading it. See, these were sitting there like angels. I could see them melt. Faces begin to melt. They begin to melt. I was thinking, these are angels. And I said, no. Let me read this thing about the devil. If they remain sitting there, they're real. I reminded the devil of his future. He couldn't stand it. He was just there. Hallelujah. Flip it a year or two after staying there. And Bibi joined. And in that place, I had gone to work. I had not told her that this is what happened here. All right? And I remember, when I saw that happen, I rushed out of the room with my Bible in my hands. I grabbed my Bible and I ran to the other guy who, there was only one guy who would pray. The other guys were very nice, but they were not really prayerful. So I ran to the room of this guy. This guy is screaming in his own house. He said there was a python on my bed. Where was this? Africa? No, Manchester. You think witchcraft is in Africa? You are crazy. This word witchcraft is not African.
That's right, it's in English.
Hey. Maybe some of you don't even know that this country has Satanism as a religion allowed to register. They register Satanism and it's allowed.
Hey.
In this country, they are practicing witches that are allowed to register. They actually have rights, witches. And they call themselves nice witches, white witches. Mm-hmm. That means these are not evil witches, they're just nice ones. How do you practice witchcraft nicely? So some of you are out of jobs, not because of anything, but there is witchcraft happening. Some of you are never going to get married. I did not say you did not get married. Never going to, because of witchcraft. But because this angel whom you expect to be so sophisticated that he doesn't talk about witchcraft, you understand what from witchcraft comes in and you really get it. All right? Witchcraft is given through speech. Everything you see, voodoo dolls, people are pressing this and this door spins and pins and stuff and needles. What they are trying to do is one thing. To boost their own faith. It is not the thing that damages you. It's a faith booster. When they say we take somebody's cloth and we enchant, we put enchantments. The word witchcraft itself, it means to cast a spell through enchantments. Guess what? The English word for spelling means casting a spell. When they say, do you know your spellings? They are saying, do you know how to chant a spell? It simply means to vocalize a statement. As some would want to change the word gospel, of course it means good news, but the way it was written in English when they were trying to put it was trying to say God casting a spell. So the devil understands he cast a spell because God cast a spell. I don't know if you're getting this. This is the reason why when you get to a place like Isaiah 54, verse number 17, read it. We're going to go deeper in a few minutes.
17. Mm-hmm. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper.
No weapon formed against thee shall prosper. I know that's the song people sing, you know. No weapon formed against thee.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And prosper. Every tongue.
Amen. It won't work. But the point is, they miss the most important part of this scripture. What is the most important part?
And every tongue that shall rise
every
against thee.
Every tongue.
In
no weapon prospers if you condemn every tongue.
Amen. Come on now.
In other words, God is not saying there is a problem. He's saying the problem is in you not condemning the tongue. So he knows there are witches casting out spells. Now, casting spells on you. Now you think, oh, what kind of witch are we talking about? Your mother can be the witch. She doesn't need to go and train in a voodoo school or juju school. She just needs to learn how to demean you through her words. Witchcraft is through words. Then there are those who go and then train to become masters in the art of casting out a spell. And also emboldening their own faith so that when they speak, it happens. How is it happening? It's faith raised. Bishop Oyedepo is in church. He goes to this church and stands up and says, all the witches stand up. Half of the church stood. They were sitting in church and they were witches. They stood. All of them stood. Imagine you have 2,000 members and 1,000 stand up. And say, we are witches. The deacon is witches. The elder is a witch. The usher is a witch. The head deacon is a witch. But what do we think? We think witches are not there. In the Bible, it's saying they are there. The problem is you overcomplicate the meaning of witchcraft. Ah, I wish I was flowing with you. Then he asked this lady, he said, woman, so what do you do when you realize that people like me are coming? He said, oh, we clear the road. No, you didn't get it. In other words, she was confirming that when we heard it was you coming, we were laying traps on the road when you were driving. But we heard a higher power was coming. We said, clear the road. We perish. Now, if you had not heard this story right now, you were going to think nothing like that ever exists. Nothing. There's nothing like that. So, the Bible says we are not ignorant of his devices. So a lot of people are very ignorant of the devil's devices. I'm just here. They are very ignorant of his devices. Are you getting this?
Yes, sir.
When I speak like this, you see me like this, right?
Yes, sir.
The power of a prophet, as I'm right here now, amen, the power that I possess is simply words. The prophetic is all about words. Announcing words, announcing declarations, giving you declarations that will move your life. That's the prophetic.
Amen.
I can't do somersault. I can't spin. Yeah, I can do small. But that doesn't mean nothing. What means something is my words, is the power of my words. The power of my words coming to you and you receiving that word. Now the Bible says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And any tongue that rises in judgment, condemn in judgment.
Amen.
That means the power of witches. It's in their mouth.
Amen.
It's in their words.
Sir.
I don't know if you're flowing.
Yes, sir.
Now, the devil has three types of people that he likes a lot. Those who don't believe him. He likes them. Those who doubt his existence. They don't know whether he's there or not. He likes them. The biggest part he likes, category of people he likes, are those that say, I believe him. And then they develop a certain unsociable, a certain curiosity to discover his power. Because the devil is so quick to give it. He said to Jesus, just kneel down. And I will give you all the power. Just kneel down. Show me submission and I will give you. Are you still flowing? Imagine, Jesus.
Hey, let's go.
Imagine getting to a certain level where you understand I'm here, but there is somebody controlling my destiny by their words. There's so many people that I've told, you will look for me.
That's right.
And I said, these words you're hearing, you will look for me. Mm-hmm. And so many people, you can even see people saying, are you sure? Are you sure? And I'm like, okay, continue. You will run the whole world. You run the whole world. You will still come back and say, I'm sorry. And you wonder what is taking place. Because there are words that have grabbed you.
Yes.
And those words have been spoken by God. Yes. Now, if God can do it, notice this. People don't get this. Do you understand that Legion had 6,000 demons? Here we go. 6,000 demons in one person. Now, if 6,000 demons can fit in one person, it means one thing. You, brother and sister, you have a lot of space. If the Lord of hosts can fit inside you, it is a small thing for a demon to enter. There is too much space that if a demon leaves, when a demon leaves, guess what the Bible says? It goes and looks for 7 more. They are now going to be 8 in you. Now those 8, if they are delivered from you, they go and look for 8 more. Go. 8 times 8. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You have a lot of space for witchcraft to gather. Now, just as I've just told you now, that there is a lot of space for witchcraft to be in you. There is also an understanding. Are you getting this?
Yes,
that if this is the way things work, then we also have people who have the ability to make things work for them by use of demonic power. Our brother Kenneth Hagin began to talk about how he would speak to the Holy Ghost, send him to a location, not like sending the sense of, you know, like an errand boy, no. But an ability to cooperate with the Spirit and an ability to send angels by the Holy Ghost to a location to gather what he needs. Are you flowing, guys?
Yes.
Maybe some people don't understand that you can actually send angels to a location. Kenneth Hagin is ministering. Are you still here?
Yes.
Kenneth Hagin is ministering. And then Jesus arrives in a certain location in the ministry, where he was ministering. And he says, you're going to get 2 angels are standing beside me. And this one is Michael Lini, and this one is called Michael Nini. And he said, this one is for your security, and this one is for your money. Kenneth Hagin is standing there, and he wanted to have a building. He had a building problem that he needed to fix, buy a building and secure whatever he wanted to secure. And when the Lord was about to leave, he said, Lord, before you leave, let me send Michaelini. He said, Michaelini, go and take my money. 2 days later, the money was there.
Amen.
Now, watch this. He is able to send angels. Do you think there are people who have no ability to send demons? See. Remember, the devil simply copies. So when we deal with this subject, it's like angel does not believe in the power of Christians to kick the devil. You know, that's why I'm here. That's the ministry. That's the whole ministry. We are here to tell you how to really, really kick the devil's behind. That's what we're doing. So when we are training you to do this, we have to make you aware that the demonic forces are also present. Mm-hmm. Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams in Ghana, he stands towards midnight. People are doing all night, and he stands and he says, right this minute, all the witches operating here, since I am a head here in the principality and the territorial commander in this region, if Obama goes to a country, or if Biden goes to a country, what they would do is they will get the airspace, maybe 50 kilometer radius airspace, to be owned by America. It becomes no-fly zone. He can declare a no-fly zone. He says, right this minute, I declare a no-fly zone. He says, I declare a no-fly zone over here. So all the witches freeze. Now, in the name of Jesus. People thought it was a joke. He just said it, and people are clapping. He says, keyboard shut. And everyone, Shush. Ushers, go into the streets around this place. Collect witches. They are looking there. They are just standing like, what do you mean? Said they will be naked standing. Went out. Trust me now. Early in the morning, everyone is looking outside. Just by the gate of the church. Naked people standing there. They don't even know where they are. Frozen, locked by the spirit. Now just imagine the way you sleep. I tell you, if you've never prayed for 10 hours non-stop, you are a joker. If you've never done 5 hours where you lock yourself in and say, I'm praying 9 hours. To this day, you are a joker in the spirit. Your spirit doesn't know nothing about the spiritual realm. So it becomes so easy for you to think there are no witches. No witches. From that day to this now, you have never gotten £50,000 in your account, not even 20, in one go. The day you find one amount, 1,000, that's the next day you get a bill for £1,002. Something is failing. Something is preventing you from accessing that thing. There is something the enemy is doing in your life that you have not studied. And it is not some voodoo doll that they pressed. It's some words that they put out. You flowing?
Yes, sir.
Hope you are.
Yes,
sir. Are you flowing? Are you flowing?
Yes,
now, I want you to see something here that the Bible says, and when says the your seed shall fight the seed of the woman. Imagine this is the devil being told. Your seed. And you know a seed produces a harvest. So God is already saying there is a multiplication that has been given the devil. No, he didn't get it. So the devil immediately in the book of Genesis is being given an ability to multiply. But since the devil cannot reproduce, what he does is he's got an influence among people, Kalintro tax the gallus. He has an influence he causes on people. And when that influence gets on people, what he does is he gets into a man called Legion, and guess what? He begins to influence his brain and his mind. That even if he's removed, the guy is still not well to start with. There are people who are mentally disturbed and they have no demons. There are people who come to church and they are mentally disturbed, and the man of God has prayed for them, the woman of God has prayed for them, and they are still demonically possessed. What is taking place right there? Very simple. The demons have left. But they make sure they mess up the brain of the person, that the mentality is still as though the person is already bewitched. That's why it's so important that when somebody is delivered from a problem, by the word, of course, what happens is somebody, we need to school them into a certain level where they gain their efficacy in the spirit.
Amen.
Even the demons understand something. Watch this. When the demons fell, when the angels fell from heaven, some, because of ranks and different ranks, some fell so hard. You remember the other ones are in prison. But there were those who were on assignment on earth at that time when the other ones fell from heaven. Those who were on assignment remained here in their demons. The other ones, in the process of falling, they fell from such a height that they became disembodied. They couldn't be chained anyhow. All they needed to do was to look for a body. Imagine they begged Jesus and said, Jesus, are you coming to torment us before the time? Put us in swine, in pigs. They begged to be put in pigs. Just a few seconds of less torment. And the demons died and they looked for a house again. Now, imagine generals in the realm of the spirit of the devil who are so intelligent in the things of the occult, that they know for sure that all they want is a certain type of power to mess up your own life. So what they've done is they understand what demonic thing that they need in their body. So they call it into existence. the quality in their lives. So when you see people saying, I need that power, I'm going and getting, I'm getting that power. What they are trying to say is simple. They are simply trying to say, I need another demon that is able to do this. So when witches say, when you say, this one has got a lot of power, all you are trying to say is, he has some demonic power in him, or a demon that specializes in this thing. I'm about to go somewhere. Remember, I'm laying bricks for now. And when we go part two, we get into the experiences that you want to hear of. Just imagine getting out of your house and there is a naked person. I remember in Masingo, I went there and the whole family of this man who was delving in the occult, just like I would say maybe 300 meters from our house. The family had already given their lives to Christ, the family members, but the father was not doing so. And he had two huts. They would sleep in one room. Mother, father, children. The other one was only for the occult. And I remember I was here after I met them and they told me their story that our father is not really doing anything. He is really, really delving in the occult heavy duty. And we don't know what to do. We have already turned. We are now your church members. So we don't know what to do. I said, let me speak. I began to speak to the house that kept the thing. I began to speak. I spoke to it. After speaking to it, I came to the UK, to the United Kingdom of Great Britain. And then a few days later, the mother and the daughters swear by God that I visited them at 12 midnight and took them all out with the father. Remember, we are being told after going back and took them all. They are now telling us, remember when you came? I'm like, I never. You know, but I can't tell them now. I'm just like, okay, then what happened? Say, you came here and you pointed at this house. You pointed at this house and I was here with my kids at 12. Thank you so much. I'm like, okay, what happened? Said, when you pointed, it just burned with fire after you left. And it's right there. I'm standing there and the whole house in ashes. Burned to ashes by the Spirit of God. By words. No voodoo doll, words. People don't get this now. You see, what you thought was, there are some people who are able to put your picture in water and they do this and do this. You are missing the mark. What they are doing is just enlarging their, boldening their faith for the thing that they want to do to you. But the main power that they are using is their words. Imagine the father that same night at 12 became a Christian. The whole family became church members. What had happened? What took place? Word spoke something and destroyed that problem. The devil uses words. God uses words. Remember, the devil is a copycat. The devil reacts. He doesn't act. All these problems you are facing right now, it's because of some words you have said to yourself. You have bewitched yourself. Oh, man. Look at what Paul said to the Galatians. He said, oh, foolish Galatians. Who has bewitched you? Who has bewitched you? In other words, he's simply saying, there is somebody who put an enchantment, a spell, who spoke words that you followed. Now he says, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. The certain level that you understand when witchcraft is rising, it rises as rebellion. The root of witchcraft is rebellion. You just see, you don't understand why the person is rebelling. You have no idea. And they make sure, you know, witches like attention, as demons like attention. And if you give the devil attention, he will give you direction. I keep telling people, even the people that I'm close to, and the people that I keep telling them, don't listen to what people say about you, about anybody. Don't. And they kind of don't understand what I mean. What I know is any word that comes to you is to bewitch you. Have you ever seen that there is no social critic who is rich? No, you didn't hear that. Right? There is no social critic who is rich. Not anywhere. It's never been found. I'm telling you, find the people who criticize others and try to figure out their money. No. If they have money, they've borrowed, or they are pretending they have it, or they duped someone else to try and show some money. That's it. They never have money. And imagine, can I talk?
Yes, sir.
What causes you to be influenced with somebody with no money, broke person? What causes you? In your head, you think, yeah, I understood what she was saying. No, you did not. You have been bewitched. And because it's bewitchment, you don't understand this is witchcraft that has worked. And the person who has bewitched you doesn't even know they are a witch. So both you are in bewitchment. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. It's being told a king that, King Saul, your problem is this. You are actually being bewitched. Think about it. Are they beautiful, the person that have just duped you into doing the things you're doing? No. So how do they exert the power over you? You are the one beautiful. You are being lied to by an ugly person. And you're like, huh? Are you sure? I'm serious. Huh? That's what happened. Tell me more. What you don't understand is they are casting a spell. They can't even figure out they're actually a demon. So continuously, you are hearing things. Continuously, until you don't believe in things. Until you don't even have faith you'll get a visa this year. Until you don't have faith that you'll get healed. What has happened? Somebody is casting a spell. But because you're too weak, too weak-minded, you don't understand what's taking place. That there is actually a deliberate plan by the enemy to cast a spell over you. And spells are only cast by what? Words. You are the one driving a Mercedes-Benz. You are the one with a mansion. You are being lied to by somebody who doesn't even have money to rent. You can't understand why rebellion is as the witch, is the spirit of witchcraft. Mean to say, when we get to the judgment day, God will say, witches, stand here. And you, because you are not a witch, you stand on the other side and say, hey, John, join them. Peter, go. You'll be like, oh, but I never bewitched them. I was like, yeah, you didn't reach a level of you eating human flesh. But this also was witchcraft. The rebellion you put out was actually witchcraft. I see that in wives and husbands in marriage. The wife can't stand nothing. The wife will be like, no, in front of everyone. The wife has to oppose the husband. The meeting is going on. The wife is arguing. Anything that the husband says, like, no, I don't think that's correct. And the husband will be like supporting the other brother from this. This what the brother is saying is correct. You wonder what is happening. The Bible itself says it this way. If they do not understand anything in church, let them ask their husbands at home. The Bible says the order is the wife should ask the husband at home. Not here. You don't condemn him here. You don't show him stupid here. Even if you know I married a stupid one, let him be stupid among others. When you go home, try to present your story nicely. Witchcraft is rebellion. Rebellion is the illegitimate power trying to get legitimacy by opposing legitimate power, using illegitimate power. In other words, there is nobody who anointed you. Nobody appointed you anything. But you have the ability to say this one is illegitimate. Yet you are illegitimate. Witchcraft. It's so easy to get witchcraft. So easy to get into witchcraft. This, the eating of human flesh is a graduation. It is when somebody has now graduated to another level. Now they eat human flesh. But your problem is you are thinking, ah, no, these ones, no, they are not really like, you know, they are so, this guy is nice. He's so nice. This girl is so nice. She's so beautiful. She's even a model. She can't be a witch. That's where witchcraft likes. So how do you find witchcraft? It is in their words. They will tell you, wait, this year will not end. What do you think they're going to do? If they have demons, they just send them there. They need to go home. Find, that's why they say, I need to find a spell. That's why there is a spell for everything. In other words, every spell contains an enchantment, contains words. And it is the words that are killing you. Now, the Bible says in Isaiah, what does it say? It says what? It says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Any word that rises, any voice, condemning judgment. And then it says what?
That shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn.
Mm-hmm.
This is the heritage of the servants of
this
the Lord.
This is the heritage of the servants of God.
And their righteousness is of me.
Now, notice here. Notice, you didn't get it. It says, all servants of God have got this as their inheritance. That they are able to stop every spell given by any enchanter. Anything, I'm telling you now, it doesn't matter whether they come riding a hyena or whatever it is. It doesn't matter. The fact is, I can be able to stop it by my words.
Amen.
Now, just imagine how many of you ever prayed against witchcraft? Never. How many of you ever prayed against false prophets? Never. What you are busy doing is trying to figure out who is the false prophet. Who is the false prophet? While you are busy, the false prophet is prospering. You are the one searching, you are the FBI, the Father's Bureau of Investigation. Trying to figure out. While you are opposing the one you call a false prophet, that one is prospering. The false teacher is prospering. The right teacher you are opposing is also prospering. The right prophet you are is also prospering. You are busy opposing, busy fighting. Guess what? That one is rich. You are wasting time. Just imagine fighting something using a lie that you know is a lie. And only the people you are telling are the ones who believe it's true. Because they're also stupid. Imagine, I said to God, I don't want to be this stupid. Help me not to be stupid. That I believe a fool and a broke person. More than a rich guy. Because no one will help me here.
Yeah,
right. I better believe this guy, this rich guy. The worst thing that can happen is he might give me money. The broke person, we're gonna agree and clap hands. And that's it. And I go home, I'm so happy like, yeah, you heard that right? Ah, yeah, we're killing him. Like, oh, well, how much do you have? Rent is still needed. I like what God does. That in all the things that people can do to you, rent does not stop. Bill still coming.
Yeah.
The council's tax is still needed.
Yeah.
You'd think God say, okay, wait. No, thank you. Since you are complaining, we will stop all the bills until you are finished. No. I looked at the British system. It's funny. My sister lost her husband in the sense of, you know, went home to be with the Lord. And I think it's a week later, right? They're already sending a letter for, can you complete the mortgage? It's like, what? Wait a minute. My husband is dead. They say, no, don't worry. We know your husband is dead, but we need our money. You can sit down and think, but why would you do this? Can you not see somebody's in bereavement? They don't care now. They are concentrating on their own. In life, if you don't want the system of witchcraft to cloud you, watch the words you say. Remember, words live. They are alive and they are sharp. That's what the Bible says. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. No, no, you didn't get it. I know you missed that. It says any two-edged sword. That means the devil's word is two-edged sword. If ever you compare the word of God to a two-edged sword, you know the two-edged sword exists somewhere. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Any two-edged sword. That means the devil is a two-edged sword. And it speaks and destroys. That's why it's always good to have 15 people, 10 people on your phone. The moment you have 40, 50, 100, you are dead. In your conversation, the Bible says, in the multitude of words, there are so many sins. Why? Because witchcraft resides. But all you want is a witch that sits in a basket and flies to England. Sits on a broom and flies. Harry Potter type of witch. That's what you like. You are sitting with one. Some of you are married to some. You can't even do nothing. You can't do nothing good. Everything, you are evil. Everything, every statement. Why are you saying this? Every statement. I want to do this. Are you sure? You'll be able to do, you. You can't do that. You can't do that. What? You become a pilot. You think, why did you marry me? What did you see on me? Now you're saying I can't even fly a plane. You are more complicated than a plane. You think I can't drive. And I can't fly a plane. So you are sitting there thinking, you better enjoy. That's for next. That's for part two. The one you like. People eating people. That's what I know. That you like that one. Let's deal with the thing that can affect you tonight. Because the one that eats people will wait for you to die. But there are people that are on your phones, people that are in your house, people you are married to, your own children can cast spells without knowing that's a spell. This old man is crazy. They've already said you're crazy. That's a spell gone out. So every time you raise your hands to pray, just say, Father, in the name of Jesus, any word that rose against me today, I destroy it in the name of Jesus. And this is my inheritance, as the Bible says. And remember what it says. Their righteousness is of the Lord. Notice this. It says, don't even wonder whether you were holy while you were saying it. Because my righteousness is mine. It says the righteousness you have is mine. It's not for you. No, they didn't get it. Read it again. So, but I'm not as holy as you are saying.
Verse 17.
So part two, I'm going to give you the organograms of demons and what they do, what type of demon does what, and what type of demon does what. But that's not for today. Today I need to deal with the things that are out there. Yes. Mandushi kabe, lengrako kabe. Yes.
Verse 17. Mm-hmm. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, mm-hmm. and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord.
Their righteousness is what?
Is of me, saith
is
the Lord.
Is of me. Amen. Do you notice that? Yes, says their righteousness is of me. That means it's not for somebody else. It's for me. Are you flowing?
Yes, sir.
Are you guys flowing?
Yes, sir.
So if their righteousness is of the Lord, it means one thing. There is no way you can do anything. There's no way you can stop anything. He says it's your inheritance. So you definitely will stop it. But you ought to stop it. Are you flowing?
Yes, sir.
Now, some people don't get this. I remember the story of Simon the sorcerer. He brought everything that he had to buy the power of the Holy Spirit. Then you read in another chapter, it says, and Paul said, may your money perish with you. He saw the men laying hands on people and they were getting healed. And the guy was using the devil's power. And they used to call him somebody powerful. And when he saw old Paul, Kali Gastushde, using the power of God, he said, I need to buy that kind of Holy Ghost. Hey!
Yeah.
I remember one of my friends in the Lord had witches come to his house, and they were surrounding his house like that, you know, surrounding his house, witches surrounding his house. And light appeared on top of the house. Light. It appeared on top of the house. We're talking about a fire. And I, something similar happened to somebody that somebody told me about another couple that it happened to. And I said, this is exactly what happened. Watch this. Right. Early morning, they came back. Him, his wife, his few friends that had come to bewitch him. And they asked to buy the light that was there. And they didn't get it. The light that they saw when they approached the house. They said, well, can we? There was a light. Can we? How much? It was the only thing that stopped them. I was staying in Thameside. And one of the robbers just down the street. It was known that this guy likes his robbing abilities and robbing activities. He was okay with it. And, you know, some people have got talents different. Just that one is not in, you know, part of the gifts of the Spirit. But the guy around midnight is coming from the pub and passes by our house. And he wants to steal and couldn't steal. So early in the morning, we're trying to, she's closing the door and I'm trying to get to the car, you know, just prepare the car so that we, and the man is like, you now live here. You used to live down there, right? So I'm like, yeah, you know, kind of just replying, being nice, you know. Yeah, you know, I learned how to be a British when I came here. British people, you get in the shop like this, they just go. That's the smile, you know. The smile is gone. It's just a flash one, you know. It's like, I don't want to greet you, but I have to be nice, you know, like. Yeah. So I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to be nice to this guy and just, you know. And he says, because when I was passing by here at midnight, I saw something. I saw two bodyguards there. Tall guys. You have money, huh? To have those kind of guys. I said, they were tall, standing there. I said, yes, wearing white clothes. I said, how tall were they? I said, so you don't know them? I said, no, they're my guards, of course. I don't know, see nothing. So he said, they were just above the door frame. So I'm just looking at him like, okay. I said, yeah, they are my guards. Now, remember, this guy was drunk at midnight. Hey. But the power of the Spirit gave him eyes to see. Now, just imagine the idea that somebody can send fire to your house by their words. And then there are angels guarding the place. But you have to tell yourself they are here. Oh, St. Patrick's breastplate. Oh, yeah. God before me. God behind me. God to my right. God to my left. God above me. God behind me. God under me. God surrounding everything around me. God in my hair. Everything about you is inundated by God. I don't know if you're getting this. Some people are getting it. Let me just see if people are getting it.
On YouTube, Prophet Christ Priority says, man of God, I thank God for you. It's been such a huge blessing to my soul that you have thought of me like this through the Holy Ghost, watching from Jamaica.
Amen.
We have Kay Stern saying, we shall no longer be ignorant of the devil's devices after tonight.
Amen.
Also, Solomon is saying, we only thought a witch is one with a broom. We are.
Also, we have a Gossimo says, the birds on top of my roof are quiet today because this is the powerful voice that is speaking.
Amen. Something is taking place. I'm seeing a lot of people. Things are already better. Amen. Things are already better, I'm telling you.
If you give the devil attention, he will give you direction. That's my right. Prophet, you are too much.
So what's this? How do I get to a point where I kind of understand how to get the devil out of my life, that he will never be able to do something against me? It's all the issue of words. Remember, it's called a confession of our faith. In other words, even our faith, our Christianity, is called confession. It's the way you speak, what you say, how you say it, where you say it. Imagine if rebellion is as the spirit of witchcraft. You don't know why you were dragged. See, so many people have this problem. They've been lied to so many times by a spell. And they are bound. Then they realize 2 weeks later. They realize 3 months later. But they've said a lot. That their own spell binds them to make the right decision. Have you ever gotten to a place where you're told, so-and-so took your, I think it's so-and-so who took your money. And you are so angry about them. You don't like what they've done. You hate them so much. When you're about to stand from your seat, you see your money. You know what you would do. I know you are Christian. But I know what you would do. You will never tell that guy, sorry, you know, it's just here. You just take your money like this. Like, I don't like people when they steal from me. I don't like it. Now you have found your money, but you can't even go and say, I'm sorry. You can't. This is a lot of people that are bound by spells that people have cast on them. They know the right decision. Now they know the truth, but they can't turn back. And guess what? The 3 points what the devil uses is so simple. Manipulate. He will manipulate. Control. And then dominate. And remember, he uses one thing, a lie. Because the Bible says when the devil speaks a lie, he speaks his mother's tongue. He is a fluent liar. A serial liar. Look at what he did to Adam and Eve. What did he say? He said, did God say? What is he saying? Manipulation. Did God say? He's lying now. He's trying to gain control by manipulating them through a lie. And when he does that, he dominates. They said, God said, when he said, God said, he said, you shall not surely die. For God knows. What is he doing? Manipulating now. Now you have been manipulated. Now you have been controlled. And later on, you are now dominated. So you don't even understand why you are dominated. You don't even understand why you believe the things you believe. You don't even understand them. The Bible says in the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, let the truth be established. And remember, it did not say accusers. It says witnesses. That means the person has to be an eyewitness staring like this for that to be the truth. According to the Bible. Now you know the standard of the Bible to establish a truth. But are you going to follow it? No. You're following a spell that fell on you. Witchcraft is as the spirit of rebellion. You are standing there. They are standing there. God says, yeah, witches go this side. You say, I'm not a witch. Then God said, no. You are a big witch. I've known this for a long time. You've been a big witch from a long time ago. I've been looking at you. Listen to me. All the things that take people to hell, witchcraft. Galatians 5:20. I want you to see something here, and I'm about to finish.
2 more minutes, let's go.
Amen. Galatians 5:20. Mm-hmm. Idolatry, mm-hmm. Witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies.
Now, if you find the first words of Galatians 19 says, now the works of flesh are these. Then it goes 20. Witchcraft. The problem we find there on that word witchcraft, it is the word pharmacico. Alright? Or pharmaco. Do you know where we get that word? It is the word pharmacy. Where we get pharmacology. Where we all get pharmacists from. In the Bible, it appears as witchcraft. All right. National advisor got it. Some people are wondering, what are we saying? Just imagine that the Bible calls pharmacy, pharmacology, pharmacist. It says witchcraft. All right. People don't get it. They don't get it. I want you to read the first definition for witchcraft there.
Yes, sir. Excitement of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Adore. Fervor of spirit.
Mm.
Witchcraft, sorry, sir.
Galatians 5:20.
Yes, I'm on there now. The use of or the administering of...
No. Let's go number one definition. Number one. Don't even go to try and search for definitions underneath the dictionary of the Bible dictionary, biblical dictionary. Just go read what it shows you, number one, because it has got a lot. I want you to see how important that is.
The use or the administering of drugs.
No, so some people are not getting it. Even our partners are lost there. They're like, well, what's happening, you know? Administration of drugs is witchcraft. Imagine God's idea was never for you to get drugs from the hospital. To the extent that it causes witchcraft. But he's not calling it witchcraft based on medicine. He's calling it witchcraft based on the information that is supplied behind the drug. Look at what's happening around the world right now. This disease called COVID is the only disease that where politicians know more than doctors.
Yes, Major.
Come on. Oh, you just missed that now.
Come on now.
Is the politician in front? Are you getting this?
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting this?
Yes.
The politician is in front, and behind the politician is science. Mm. And behind the scientist, you. And they tell you follow the science, but the science is following the politician.
Ooh, come on now. Ooh.
Have you not seen 2 days ago? Mm. I think it's 3 days ago, 4 days ago. This guy who said you should wear double mask. He was in a room. He just removed his own and threw it away. And went stood like this. And everyone is removing their own mask. He's okay with it. Why, he thought the camera stopped rolling. So he's telling you something else. Pharmacy. Witchcraft.
Come on.
They are pushing a narrative behind a drug.
Amen.
So it's not the drug that's the problem. Mm. It says administration of it.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that they present behind it.
Mm. Wow. Amazing.
You're getting it. You're getting it. There are some drugs that are just there. But then, let's hear someone. All right.
Live on social media, Wench says, we get your prophet. Doctors are quiet and politicians are wealthy men and they're at the forefront.
Amen. 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 And they are following. But then they will tell you. Have you noticed that if you type anything concerning any disease now, they say you are not a scientist?
Right.
But Bill Gates can do it and he's not a doctor. Money can do it. And that money allows him to speak anything he wants to speak. And you're just listening. What is happening? Witchcraft has gotten in. There is manipulation taking place. And out of that manipulation comes control. And out of that control comes dominance. And now you're dominated. Now you're being told, okay, you need to wear this. You're now being muzzled. Every minute you're closing your mouth. Until you stop talking. And you hear that the fact checkers have found that this is not so. Where are these fact checkers? Mm-hmm. I think you just need to go and type confusing the fact checkers. How? I remember one person went to, I think, Alexa at one time. Didn't even know who Jesus Christ was. Alexa, who is Jesus Christ? I don't know. I'm sorry, we don't have that information. Honestly, yet it knew Google, it knew Muhammad, except Jesus Christ. What is really taking place? Why are they having a problem with Jesus Christ? Because they know when you announce it, hey. That declaration you make with your own mouth, you are casting a spell against the devil, and he knows it. Listen, you are the only one who doesn't know Jesus works. The devils know. I don't know if you are getting it.
Comments on YouTube coming through, Sarah from Ernest says, this is wonderful, so powerful and deep and effective. May God continue to use you in our time. Amen. Also, Leandro Primus is saying, appreciate your ministry and gift, sir. What a blessing to the body of Christ in this season.
Amen. 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 Kazuke non kretaka.
Jesse's commenting as well. It says, Prophet, you prophesied that COVID passports would be implemented. And today on Apex World News, Rwanda is the first African country to trial the travel passes.
They are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
They are not even afraid of it. They are happy to do that. It's only you who is not getting it. These guys are ready. They are ready. I don't know if you are getting this.
Yes, sir.
I want you to go to James 2, verse number 19, and I'm about finished. Maybe 8 minutes down.
Let's go.
James 2:19. Mm-hmm. Thou believest that there is one God,
Thou believest, do it slowly because I don't want these people to get lost.
Thou
believest
that there is one God.
That there is one God.
Thou doest well.
Mm-hmm.
The devils also believe
mm-hmm.
and tremble.
They also believe and
tremble.
And tremble.
Yes, sir.
Thou believe that there is one God. So believing there's one God is not a special thing. The devils do it. And they do better. They then go and tremble. They know what it means when you say in the name of Jesus. They know you are casting a spell exactly the way they do it.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Imagine in your prayer, it's just like, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, thank you. I'm sleeping now. Some of your prayers, amen is done in your dreams. I'm telling you, you're already gone. Have you ever prayed for something you should never pray for? Pray for Schwarzenegger. Because you're watching a movie of Schwarzenegger, like, God, pray. Like, what am I doing? You know, you wake yourself up like, Jesus Christ. This movie I've been watching is confusing me. You know, some people are very, very, some people are agreeing that they did it one day. You know, when you leave prayer as your last thing, you're just going there like, Avatar. I'm like, Your mind is full of it and you're going in it like, what am I praying for? You have to take yourself by the hand of your spirit and criteria yourself. Mm-hmm. And say, start again. Mm-hmm. Then you start a prayer. That's why I say you can't cast out a spell. Demons know. Devils know. You have to take a door, put it here, put a needle like this, and then you do it. Why are they doing so? Because they know you can't do it in your sleep. You're not serious if you're in your sleep. Your faith won't rise. So they will put some few things there, symbols and stuff that you need to do. Draw a star and then put a circle and stand inside the circle. It's not the star that is the problem.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what that is, star or a circle, they don't care. What the devil cares about is you are awake. You are really in all your senses are one and you know where you are going with this. All right. Are you getting this? Mm-hmm. I'm about to finish. Let's hear. Mm-hmm.
Mon is on social media. Says, I'm blessed by the word that you are speaking, prophet.
So it's a lot that is taking place right now. I want to do something. Is there anybody who has got on our partners here who has a question? If you have a question or you want to kind of understand something, if you are there, then you're there. Oh yeah, okay. I get it. All right, I think there is Chinonso. And remember, this is not a question like I had a dream. Let's go. She unmuted, yes. How are you, Chinonso?
I'm fine, thank you, Daddy.
Good to see you.
Happy to be here.
Thank you.
How do we overcome? I can't pray too much. Please, Papa, I need that. How do we overcome?
All right, how do you overcome the spirit of prayerlessness? Like you can't pray for long.
I can't speak in tongues.
No. It's not I can't.
Okay.
It's I don't.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, okay. Good. Now, the biggest problem that we have when people say they don't speak in tongues, it's not that they don't, all right? All right, Shinonso. It's not that you don't. You just don't want to. No, wait. Guess why you don't want to? Because you think if you utter those words by faith, you're speaking nonsense. The Bible says, and the Holy Ghost descended upon them and sat on them, and they began to speak, not the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost does not speak in tongues. You open your mouth, let your tongue loose. By faith, let it go. I don't know if you are getting this. Are you even getting what I'm saying? So what you are saying right now is, I have so much pride. No, wait. That's exactly what people with pride do. I always say to people, you know, an alcoholic will never believe that they are an alcoholic. If you go to Alcoholics Anonymous, they say, start by accepting you are an alcoholic. Then we can help you. Yeah, Pastor Ricky can give you this testimony.
Friend told me.
He said his friend told him. So, yeah. Now, watch this now. So, what you have shown is this. When I say pride, don't think you as a person is pride in the sense of pride. You are scared that if I utter words, what if they don't make sense? What if it can't be like that? Because I need the Spirit to say it. But yet you said, I can't speak in tongues. You said, I. You didn't say the Holy Spirit is not speaking in tongues. You say, you. By faith, you raise your hand like this and say, Father, the words that will come out of my mouth by faith, interpret them into something. Let your tongue loose. Begin to speak by faith. Before you understand what is happening, your mind is now trailing behind your words. And your mind is not understanding it. 2 minutes, 3 minutes into it, guess what? The Holy Ghost takes over. Your problem is the start of it that you don't want to put the ignition on. I don't know if you are getting this.
Yes.
Put the ignition on by faith. Even if somebody lays hands on you right now, we will tell you to walk. The pain will still be in your leg. And you're going like this saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But yet when we go to prayer, for praying in tongues, you want to just start from there as the Holy Ghost speaking. You just want to open your mouth and go, ah. Who will fill up words? For what? Who will speak for you? You said, I don't speak in tongues. Do you have a tongue? You have a tongue, right?
Yes.
And you have a mouth, right?
Yes, darling.
Raise your hands. And then by faith, let loose your tongue. Everybody help here. Help here. Languzikabo. Dash. Belung rakira bahanskira antadigas. Le juta bratigo zetaba. Paronen gredigaso de palom greta kusia. Manzuteba. In Jesus' name. Listen. Your mind, the Bible says, your mind is unfruitful. Meaning to say your mind doesn't even benefit. It's even arguing with you. It might be in China while this you're speaking. Then as you keep on doing that by faith, guess what? The Holy Ghost takes over. But there is nothing that you can't start by faith. The Bible says anything that is not of faith is a sin. If it just happens on its own, you are sinning. Are you flowing?
Yes, sir.
Now, the point is, right now you're trying to figure out what were the words coming out of my mouth really representing. Now, that needs the gift of interpretation. So you pray for that, and you do it once, and you start flowing like that. I didn't even expect that question to come. But anyway, thank you so much, Nonso. We have another one? Before we close, we have another one here that is on there. If you want to ask a question or about anything, look at this person asked about tongues, right?
Yes, sir.
And even online as well, which is brilliant. And tomorrow I have a prophetic service here.
Oh, yes.
I have a prophetic service, so I'm excited. Uh-huh.
Question here, Prophet, on YouTube from Aaron Abrams. Mm-hmm. He's asking, is praying rosary a form of idolatry?
Let's go to another question.
Question here from Stanislav. Says, if someone in the church goes out of the church and opens another church, is that witchcraft?
Nope. That's not witchcraft. It's just opening another church. It's only the only problem that happens a lot is the Bible says they went out from among us because they were not of us. Now, that's not the issue. That means they were not of us. But it says, but when they went there, it was so that their spirits can be manifested. That means they were demon possessed. So it's what people do when they leave the church that shows you were they sent by God to start a church or were they sent out for them to manifest. Because there are some demons that can never manifest while they are with you. So God will separate you from people. Have you noticed, I told people here, I've said, I think about 4 or 5 years ago, I ministered on this subject, that let people go out of our church. So when they die on their own. I think you've seen it. We said it. How many people remember?
Yeah.
And I said, look, people say, oh, what about this one? What about the, can we? I said, no, that one, let him go. Because he's about to die. At least God is telling you, he's helping you. That at least let them die outside. Because if they die here, we have a bill for funeral, number two. Number three, I started number three, number two, remember, I left out number one. Number three, it's better that they die outside. Your church will be opposed for it. And you've seen it several times. Several times. When somebody wants to die, you can tell. There's somebody who said when the gods are angry at a man, remember the gods. I did not say the gods, okay? All right. I'm just saying the person said. Said they start by making the mad before they kill them.